Out of Beat.
Department have to carry enough firepower to wipe out the city's population five times over. The police are here to protect the people's rights and property, not to threaten them. When innocent lives are sacrificed in the name of crime prevention, the police are no better than the hoodlums they're fighting against.
Madam Mayor, you should have said that to the council years ago when they set up the tank police. It's worth remembering that the percentage of civilians killed or injured in tank-related incidents is a mere 5% of incidents related to traffic accidents or bacterial poisoning. What's more, the crime rate has dropped 20% since we started using tanks. I think the police should be commended.
A mere 5%, and you're proud of that? That kind of attitude could cost us our jobs. I don't think you have any idea how easily the voters could kick us right out of office.
I know that the voters are happy to see muggers and rapists get their asses shut off. Make up your mind. Do you want to give in to a few fairy pinkos or keep little old ladies safe on the streets?
You have a duty to everyone, and that includes rapists, murderers, and fairy pinkos.
Don't give me the same crap you feed the press. The thing you really care about is getting reelected. You can't cut out a cancer without spilling a little blood. Would you tell a surgeon to go ahead and operate and then order him to stop while the patient, or in our case, the city, dies slowly and painfully of the tumor taking over its guts?
I am not ordering the surgery to stop.
Sure you are. You can't take the heat in the kitchen.
I'm simply ordering you to stop doing the operation with a blunt chainsaw.
Chainsaw?
A surgeon operates with a scalpel, which he takes good care to sterilize to prevent unnecessary infection. If he uses a tank, the patient tends to die.
I resent that. It was you politicians who gave us surgeons those tanks in the first place. Besides, these days, tanks are about as effective as toothpicks.
Toothpicks? Well, if tanks are no better than toothpicks, what would you consider as appropriate equipment for the police to use in preventing crime?
I'm glad you asked me that. I wouldn't mind replacing our guns with tactical nuclear weapons.
Nuclear weapons?
If nuclear weapons can stop wars, they have done, they should be able to stop criminals. Though I'm a pessimist, I don't think we'll ever get rid of crime completely.
Chief, you cannot be serious.
Deadly serious. It was people like you who gave us the tanks and told us to fight the bad guys. We can argue about whether the law that set us up was a good one or not, but the law is the law, and now we're here. We're right at the sharp end of the fight against crime. And if you want law and order, I've only got one thing to say. If you want us to zap them, give us more tanks! Don't you understand? This is war! And my tank police are in the front line!
I'm going to be the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. The preamble. Whereas recognition of the inherent dignity and of the equal and inalienable rights of all members of the human family is the foundation of freedom, justice, and peace in the world. Now, therefore, the General Assembly proclaims this Universal Declaration of Human Rights as a common standard of achievement for all peoples and all nations, to the end that every individual and every organ of society, keeping this declaration constantly in mind, shall strive by teaching and education to promote respect for these rights and freedoms, and by progressive measures, national and international, to secure their universal and effective recognition and observance. Article 1. All human beings are born free and equal in dignity.
All human beings are born free and equal in dignity and rights. They are endowed with reason and conscience and should act towards one another in a spirit of community. Everyone is entitled to all the rights and freedoms set forth in this declaration, without distinction of any kind. such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. Furthermore, no distinction shall be made on the basis of the country to which a person belongs.
No, that's wrong,
Kirsten.
Here, play it like this. Hold down the sustain.
I am!
Don't yell at me. Use your feelings on the keys.
My feelings?
Feel the piece. I want you to go beyond simply knowing the notes.
What would that do? The music won't sound different if I'm angry. Notes don't have feelings.
You may be right, Kiersey. But if you push aside the notes and the form, the true music in your soul will flow to the keys. Think of when you're sad and you force yourself to smile. The goodness in your heart comes out and you feel better.
I don't get it, Mr. Castanin, at all.
I think I've gotten too complex for her.
She's still very young. Just give her some time.
Please stop treating me like a kid, Mother.
Kiersey, what's wrong?
Mr. Castanin, is it a full moon?
It might be. You're right.
I knew it. I can always tell. I can feel it. It's beautiful. I can tell without seeing it.
Thank you. bunch of bits. Thank you. shall be said that this and that man.
And this song asks me to ask you to imagine that you are a bee. Yeah. This song asks me to ask you to imagine that you are a bee. You've got to make a sound of the bird you are. Because it's an ancient song during the time when the birds and the human beings could understand each other. But these days we don't know what the bird is saying. So let's pretend to be the bird who is suffering about not being heard when it tries to help. A little bit louder. It was time when they were very relaxed. There were no shooting the bird, nothing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
it a little bit louder so that I can know the difference of the sounds.
Thank you. party. He no go dancing. He no go lovely. He no go jumping. He no go party. He no go dancing. He no go lovely.
bunch of bitch.